It's best friend in the handbag time. And usually I say pop me out of your purse and put me somewhere, but I'm going to stay in here because we have so much to discuss. Hey, best friends. Today I want to talk about several things. I want to talk about the two things that had me in a chokehold. And then I want to talk about something that I really want to hear your opinion on. And that is, if you have a friend that you are in the outs with, should your friends who knew you before this person unfollow them? And if you have a man that's cool with your friends, should they unfollow this person? We have a lot to unpack. First, the first thing that had me in the chokehold, usually I'm not a big TikTok person. So I'm going to say one of the things that had me in a chokehold over the past week is TikTok Live. Now, I know some people just scroll and scroll and scroll on social media, but I'm not really that kind of a person. I don't tend to like just scroll and scroll and scroll on any of the platforms. Not because I don't see anything wrong with it, but I am on the creator side and not the consumer side sometimes. So I just don't have the time. But that was until I found TikTok Live. When I tell you this thing is addicting, it's what I mean. So what I was doing was I was trying to find out which platform I wanted to go live on more, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, or maybe even TikTok, even though I'm really new to TikTok. And I've had some experience with Instagram. My Instagram, and best friends, let me know if you feel the same way, but my Instagram for me tends to be more professional. People probably say, are you serious? Who are you following? But more professional, more laid back people, things of that nature. Whereas the people on Facebook are like family, and not necessarily like family, like my family members, like my nieces, nephews, and my son or what have you. But it's like people who have been with me for a long time throughout my career. Now, TikTok, I don't know what to expect. So in order to understand or get an idea of what you could expect, I needed to be on TikTok. So I just spent like one day going live. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, looking at lives. There is a difference. Oh my goodness. I was sucked into a world. And I said to myself, I heard TikTok can be addictive, but the things I saw on there, I saw so many things. I saw this girl that was just eating starch out of a box. She mentioned that at one point she used to swallow it, but she stopped doing that because she ended up getting sick. And it was a whole thing that happened with that. So she now just chews it and people pay her to look at it. That's the other thing too. If you haven't watched TikTok Live, what happens is people watch you, and there are some of us, and notice I said us, who actually buy coins to be able to give you to support whatever activity you have going. So for the young lady who was eating the starch, you know, we all, because at this time I had to bought me some coins, honey, and I'm a big tipper in life, period, but I'm outrageously a big tipper on TikTok. I don't know what had gotten into me. I just lost my mind. And I'm paying her, not because I want her to hurt herself, but because I'm like, oh my God, the creativity of it all. I found somebody on TikTok Live who was, there was this big sink, and she had sponges with all this suds. And she was just squeeze the sponge and suds would come out. And then she would go into the water again and then squeeze the sponge again. And all these people would be giving coins. I think I gave a few that time. I saw people who were lip syncing. I saw folks who just got on and just would talk and just name call people who would comment and shout them out. Like, it's a world that had just pulled me in. And in doing so, I found somebody called Risa Tisa. Now, by this time, if you are African-American or any human at this point, because she crossed over with her story a long time ago, I'm sure you know about Risa Tisa, about the young lady who, I'm going to sum this up, because if you haven't heard the story, I want you to understand how she had us all in the chokehold for so long. But if you have heard the story, I don't want you to hear too much of which you already heard. But at the end of the day, she met this guy on a dating app, started hanging out with him. First day, her tires blew. He was a gentleman, paid for her tires, took her out, had her like just in her feelings. It was a whirlwind type of relationship. He was saying all the right things, paying bills. Come to find out, he was a liar. And she did this whole series with over 50 parts. And again, we're talking about live. These were pre-recorded parts, but I happened to catch her one day talking about her lives, and she had all these people, and I'm like, what's going on? So I had to go back and find out. When I say TikTok live has had me, it caught me in a chokehold. People look at TikTok and scroll, but how many of y'all, you look at the lives? I'm telling you, it is a world that you have never seen. The kind of things that go on live, I cannot explain it. So the other thing that had me in a hole, of course, was the Risa Tisa story with the 50-part series, her being involved with, I think he's more of a pathological liar than he is a narcissist. I think he really be believing the things he's saying, which is creepy. That had me in a chokehold. And it's just been a crazy week. I had my casting call for my upcoming show yesterday, and it was just good to see so many new talent and so many of the people who I work for come back in. So I have just been in a whirlwind of emotions between Risa, between the live, between all of the things that got going on outside of those things. It's been crazy. But now I want to ask you guys the question, and I hope that I get a response on this. I tend to get more response on my DMs. But the question is, if you are dating someone, should that person unfollow? If you unfollow that person, should your friends unfollow that person too? And since this is the best friend channel, I want to know if you have friends that you have fallen out with, should your friends who knew you before that unfollow this person too? Now, I am split on this. Let me tell you what I think. First of all, for the girlfriends, if I'm not dealing with such and such, and I'm sitting there in my office right now, guys, and I got my hookah lamp going on and it smells so good, this strawberry thingy. I'm not a smoker, but when it comes to hookah, I tend to like it, but not in public, because I don't really be thinking they'd be cleaning them hookah lamps. Y'all tell me if it's something different or whatever. But if I am dating somebody, especially if it ended on bad terms, I believe if you are my friend, then you should not be following that person either. It's over. It didn't end right. You should unfollow them. If I know it makes you feel some kind of way. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a angry situation where, you know, he may, especially if he did something to you, he cheated on you, He lied on you, he disrespected you. As a friend, I believe that you should unfollow this person, because it shows loyalty. And you don't really necessarily want your friend, your true friend, not the person you just met through your friend, feeling any kind of way. And I would go a little bit further. I don't know how many of my friends, men or boyfriends or husbands that I would even follow. That, you know, in order for that to happen, you would have had to have developed a really close relationship. It's a fickle ground. A husband, possibly. If that's the husband, you may want to follow him, especially if he has some kind of business and you want to show support and things like that. But if your friend has a man, I personally would not follow the man even on good terms. Like, I don't want my friend thinking anything at all. Not that I have any insecure women around me. These days, I do a good job of making sure I have women around me who, you know I'm 100 and they don't have anything to worry about. But I wouldn't want her to feel any kind of way because I'm following so-and-so. Again, a husband, it depends. If he has a business, you know, if he wants me to retweet or repost something that's going on with the business, then that's different. But just following, just because I think there should be boundaries because of this. In this situation, I don't know if I mentioned it already, but Michael Jordan's son was dating Larsa Pippen, and for a brief moment they broke up. And then she reposted the question, should your friends unfollow your man? She ended up getting back with him. And so now what do the friends do who unfollow? Do they follow him again? But that's how it happened. So to avoid any of that, I don't think that you should really be following your friends' men. I don't. I really don't. Unless you have some women who are who understand code and you won't have that problem, that's different. But then if you have those kind of friends, you don't even have to tell them. They probably just gonna unfollow them anyway. You don't even have to post it. I think she was dry begging for her friends to do it, and they may not have done it quick enough for her, so she decided to make a post. Or she may not have real friends and then was hoping that if she did that, that they would feel shame and unfollow. Who knows? But I would just not do it. You know, it's okay to see your friend's man or your friend's husband when y'all get together and all of that, but not necessarily be following them. Now, since this is a best friend show, I thought this was a good way to talk about, should your friend unfollow a person who you are no longer friends with? Let's say I am your friend and you met Keisha through me, and Keisha and I are no longer friends. But just because you knew Keisha, or I knew Keisha rather, you followed them, and now y'all cool. Should you unfollow that person too? And I think the answer is, it depends on how my friend feels about it. If my friend is hurt by it, it's going to probably be unsaid. I'm just going to unfollow. If my friend is not hurt by the situation, then it won't matter. Y'all, this whole social media thing sometimes drives me insane as a best friend. It drives me insane because when I'm from the era before we had all of these social media platforms. Matter of fact, we didn't have any. The closest thing we had back in the day, and this wasn't even that back in the day, was Black Planet, which I've talked about before. And then we had something called Mocha, which I love. It was a platform for all Black people. We'd be on that thing showing out. I loved it so much. But we didn't have all of these platforms, so we didn't have these rules. You know, there weren't things that you had, these weren't things you had to worry about. The most would be, all right, if we hanging out and you used to hang out with this person, if I fall out with this person, then of course you're not hanging out with that person. Social medias and things like that didn't even come into the talk. But now it has, and it has caused so much problem, so many problems, and so many struggles. So again, for me, it really depends on how it makes my friend feel. If my friend has a problem with it, it's done, especially my friend who I've known longer. If not, then it depends. Because you, what's also not right is, okay, you've met Keisha through me, and now 15 years have passed. You're asking me not to be Keisha's friend? That's foul. You know, we built our own relationship. At this point, the time is starting to merge in. I always say, like, at some point, right now, 20-year-olds and 40-year-olds, there's a big difference. But when we're talking about 70 and 90, we all old. You know what I mean? So time doesn't matter. And I feel like it's the same thing. So to answer the question, for friends, it would depend on if I built my own relationship with this person and the nature of why you two stopped talking. If it's any ill will and that person did you wrong, and I know it was really foul, I may not want to be associated with that person off of that alone. So that's my opinion on that. Best friends, we have so many topics to talk about. I created a list of 20 things that I want to talk about over the next couple of weeks. Over the next 15, 16 weeks. And I really want to start diving into some sticky topics. I wrote a book that I'm going to be publishing really soon. It's the top 50 things your friends would tell you if they think you can handle it. And some of those topics I'm going to be talking about on here. And it's rough. It's tough. It's not always easy to hear. But I think if you hear from somebody who means you well, it can prepare you for it a little bit better. We will see. Again, it's not always good, but we're going to have fun while we're doing it. So I'm tired right now. Pop me in your purse. Oh, I'm already here. Just close it up. I'm tired.